Junk's text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, just go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. So we are smack dab in the middle of list season. We have another one for you today. Execs, coaches, and scouts rank the NFL's top 10 wideouts for 2025. This is on ESPN.com. I will run through 10 to 1 quickly, and then we'll figure out where Terry McLaurin ranks here. Coming in at number 10, Garrett Wilson, the newly minted four-year, $130 million man for the New York Jets, comes in at number 10. He was an honorable mention in these rankings last year.
Okay.
Coming in at number 9, Mike Evans from the Tampa Bay Bucks. He's 31 years old. We know about him. He's a Hall of Famer, so he comes in at number 9.
Marshawn Lattimore loves playing against him.
He does. He loves he loves squaring off against Mike Evans. Those guys get into a lot of high-profile scraps.
Didn't go so well in the playoffs, though Washington still won the game.
That is true. Coming in at number 8, another youngster. He's 26. He plays in Houston. His name is Nico Collins.
He's really good.
And he is a stud. He was an honorable mention in last year's rankings as well. Another youngin', Malik Nabers, comes in at number 7 on this list. He surpassed 100 catches and over 1,200 yards as a rookie.
From bad quarterbacks.
With a bunch of clowns throwing him the ball for the Giants. So hopefully they get some stability there with Russ throwing him the ball, or they hope that that happens in New York. So Nabers coming in at number 7. Amon-Ra St. Brown clicks in at number 6 on the list. And here's your top 5. A.J. Brown from the Eagles. CeeDee Lamb from the Cowboys. Coming in at number 3 is Tyreek Hill. He was ranked number 2 last year, so he takes one step back in these rankings. Justin Jefferson is your number 2 wideout in the league at number 26. He was last year's number 1 on this list. And no surprise, Ja'Marr Chase comes in at number 1. He was ranked number 3 last year. He's just 25 years old. He signed a mega deal with the Bengals. He's making over $40 million per season. So Terry McLaurin, not ranked in the top 10 on this list, but he is the first name in the honorable mentions list.
Do you have a problem with it, Cakes?
I don't necessarily have a problem
with
that.
Give me 10 through 7 again. Give me 10 through 7.
10 through 7 are Garrett Wilson, Mike Evans, Nico Collins, and Malik Nabers.
I thought his numbers look pretty favorable to Garrett Wilson.
I think they're pretty comparable. So here are the notes on Terry McLaurin. Washington quarterbacks produce a 133 passer rating when targeting McLaurin last season. Quote, criminally underrated. From an NFL general manager. Guessing that's not from Adam Peters. Here's another one from an NFL personnel director. Excellent route runner, very good hands, and elite ball skills. Tremendous football makeup. He will really take off with that quarterback and offense. So some of the other wideouts in the honorable mention category, along with Terry McLaurin, Puka Nacua, who I was a little surprised he didn't crack the top 10. Brian Thomas Jr. coming into his second year with the Jags. He had a really impressive rookie campaign. DK Metcalf of the Steelers. T. Higgins with the Bengals. And Devontae Adams. That rounds out your honorable mention list.
I mean, they're all really good players. It's hard to break it down to 10 to 1, but I mean, he's right there in the mix. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with the list at all. I mean, all those guys are great.
I'd like to have all of them. I was waiting for you to, I was ready to fight, and it was going to be in the low 20s or something. Mm-hmm. And I was going to come up with all my defenses, but that's fine. You have him 11th.
I mean, he's basically 11th. Yeah.
I got no problem. No. I think there's a couple guys maybe at this point in his career might be a little bit better than, but that's fine. Take it. I'll take it. I thought you really were going to insult me.
But you're okay where he was. First honorable mention.
Here's the most important thing. He's our wide receiver 1.
Yeah.
And it's not even really close.
So, I don't think it's close at all.
Yeah. And we just need him. But, they're playing a game of chicken. They're going to hold him out. Maybe they're going to make him play on this deal and then franchise him and just have him be disgruntled. And I guess they could do that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
I don't know
to
if
see.
They want to do that dance, though. Do you really want
to? I don't want to.
Do you really want to franchise him?
I want to reward a guy on a 1-year deal. Yeah.
Yeah, but that would be next year.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they could say, hey, buddy, listen, at the end of the day, play we're just out. Not going to do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you sign
usually
a deal.
You don't, yeah.
But I mean, they do that.
Usually that doesn't happen, but it, no, yeah, it's happened
could
before.
Decide that, you know what, we've just decided, we've done all the metrics, and you could be an outlier, but we're not interested in paying an outlier, and we're just going to make you write out your contract. They could do that.
But overall, I don't have a problem with the top 10 list. Top and again, 10. It's opinions of you know coaches.
It's list. I can't wait till the list season's over.
Yeah.
Well, right? I think all close. You have is cornerbacks next, and then it's over, unless that's already come out.
All right, let's get to some audio of Terry's teammate Zach Ertz. This is him with Kay Adams recently talking about his teammate Terry McLaurin.
I would like for you to now make me feel better about Terry McLaurin. Can you make me feel better about Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, I mean, I think Terry is a guy. I'm not going to sit over there. I don't know the business of what's going on. I'm not privy to the conversations. But what is it? July 16th? The first game is September 7th. There's a lot of time between now and then to get something done. But at the end of the day, I mean, everyone knows Terry's working his butt off, whether he's in the building or not in the building. And so for me as a player that's gone through contract situations, public contract situations, I appreciated that my teammates weren't out there giving their opinions and everything like that. So I'm not going to come out here and say one thing or the other. But what I do know is Terry is going to do everything he can to be at his best when his best is needed. And fortunately, his best is not needed tomorrow or early next week. It's needed towards the end of training camp, week one. So for me, I'm rooting for Terry. I hope he gets paid as much as he wants to get paid. But in terms of the business side of it, I'm going to stay far away from that.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to get involved.
He's pretty neutral.
Yeah.
I would think 100% of the players would support him.
Yeah.
Literally 100% of the players.
He's a respected team leader in the locker room.
Do what you got to do. And then we'll, you know, when it's all said and done, we'll get back to this.
And he's basically said what we've said. There's a ton of time.
I think there's
a ton of time. I mean, there's not a ton of time before camp starts.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of time before the season starts to get something done.
Yeah. He alluded to the frustration that, you know, they were really humming and some of their offseason stuff that they were doing. And now kind of backing off that he does feel like he's behind because he's not getting those connection reps.
Right, right.
You know, so.
And I think that's important. I do.
Yeah, you want to have a rapport between your quarterback and your top wideout. Yeah.
And part of me has always just kind of dismissed that. But, you know, when he says it, I take him at his word that those are important.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't care who's throwing him the ball, like in his side work while he's not there. It's not Jaden Daniels throwing him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know who he's got delivering him the ball for his routes and for his practice, but it ain't JD5.
By the way, just on a similar vein. Did you guys see they're putting out a ton of stuff since the whole Debo is jogging through his route controversy,
sure.
Right? Debo looks so jacked. They put out a video a day or two ago of him really getting after the routes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not Tyreek Hill-ish.
Yeah.
But it's just like, did you see it? The Commanders put it out.
He's just
breaking off the line and doing a little wiggle and then doing it again, a little wiggle and just running these quick little routes with these little wiggles like what you see Tyreek do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not at Tyreek's level, but he's going 100 times. It's 100 miles an hour. He's doing way more than what we saw before. And he still clearly has motor and you know what I'm saying? It's like.
And he looks healthy.
He looks fine. He
looks healthy.
Like, you know.
And that's the most important
I think they're
part.
Trying to smash this idea that Debo's
he's fat and out of shape,
and
man.
He's jogging. Yeah,
I didn't believe that from the start.
I know, but if you see it, I don't know, Drab, did you see it? I think the team put it out yesterday or the day before. If you could find it, maybe JP, maybe you could put it out on our Junks Radio, and I think it just, you know.
I hope I eat my words on him looking kind of slow and clunky.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah, you'll see.
I hope he's bowling people over in week one and goes for two touchdowns.
It's not
in the
like
opener
the cheetah
Giants.
Who looks like not a human.
I'm convinced he's the fastest short space human on the planet.
But there's a video of him somewhere. I thought it was the Commanders that put it out. Maybe somebody else did. Send us the link if you could see it, and then we'll retweet it.
How terrified are you of lining up across from Tyreek Hill in one-on-one coverage? Like, you just know he's just going to cook you at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I wouldn't think there's a guy on the planet that could really cover him.
And like, that goes for any, like, quick twitch wideout. Like, I'm guessing Terry McLaurin's pretty tough to cover off the line of scrimmage, too. Like,
yeah, all these
he gets
guys
in and out of his breaks so quick.
Because you're just reacting to what they're doing.
Right.
It's hard to predict.
Those guys know where they're going.
They know where you don't. You're just reacting.
Kind of guess.
Yeah, I mean, you're a split second behind them. And
yeah,
if they're that fast, it's going to be impossible.
You're going to look foolish trying to cover them.
Yeah, there's actually quite a few videos, but there's one that I thought it was the Commanders that put out in the last day or two. Anyway, send it to me or EB Junkies or to Junks Radio, and you guys judge for yourself. If he can just stay healthy. And I can't think of maybe I could, but that's about as good as a number two as you could ask
Hopefully
for.
Hopefully has a huge impact on the offense, not just receiving wise, but he takes little bit of the rushing load off of Jaden.
Yeah, it's not that one, but he looks good there, but it's not that one.
I saw him up close and personal. He looks like a tank.
Right.
Right. He did not look fat.
We also have audio of Mad Dog talking about Terry McLaurin.
Does McLaurin have a right to be frustrated?
No. Did he sign a three-year contract? Yes. Does the contract go through this year? Yes. Is he getting $25 million a year? Yes. If he played badly last year, would the Commanders still be on the hook for $25 million? Yes. When a player plays poorly and doesn't live up to his contract, does he say, you know what, I didn't play well, it's not fair, let me give the organization its money back? No. So why, when he outplays his contract, should he get more money? He's got a contract. If you all of a sudden hosted here and had great ratings, but you had a contract, and they said, Monica, you got a contract for 2 years, and you said, hold on now that you give me this role, look how I've done. Well, Monica, you signed a contract. We're not going to give you another one. You signed a contract, and you wouldn't have a leg to stand on. In the real world, this doesn't work this way. You think if I went to Sirius and all of a sudden in the first year I bought in 800,000 subscriptions, Sirius is going to rip up the contract and give me double what I was getting the first time? Chris, you signed a contract. Good? Negative. Same thing here. This is the real world. He's making $25 million a year, and it's these guys. He's under contract.
Fair, but it's not the real world.
Yeah, I heard
it's the NFL. It's the fantasy world.
Yeah, I heard B-Mitch talking about it.
You can't compare it to
It's not like having a Joe job, like an office job. Not like being an accountant.
No.
It's just a different...
It's a unique field.
Every field, every whatever has their own sort of culture and way of doing things. And yeah, I think it's crazy that guys are, that they rip up contracts and give them brand new money. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. Superstars in the last year of their deals often,
I tell you, I'm having trouble here.
Renegotiate, especially in the NFL,
right,
to protect themselves in the future years.
Especially if they have guaranteed money.
Right. It's just a standard thing. In college basketball, coaches, they get renewed all the time because, they got to have 3 or 4 years on it, or otherwise recruits don't come. It's probably less important than in previous years now because everybody just goes to college for a year anyway.
I mean, if another school just approaches them or, shows interest, then they go back to their ADs and they get a big fat raise.
Yeah.
It's the way things work in certain segments of the industry.
You cannot compare professional athletics, even college athletics, to the real world. It's just not. It's a fantasy world. And those guys are lucky enough to live in it. But they also know the downsides. They have very short careers.
And look, there's probably some GMs that feel the way Mad Dog feels and says, hey, look, you got a contract. Play it out and then... If you put up the numbers,
I'm sure there are some, but they know that that's kind of...
But they know that it's different.
They know it's different.
Somebody tweeted us yesterday and said when we were talking about Adam Peters' history and how, while he was in San Francisco, certain contracts played out, that we should have gone all the way back to when he was in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Belichick was more of a hardliner and had guys hold out a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
So makes me think I'm going to lose on that July 30th bet.
No, he's still got a couple weeks.
I feel like after that, I know we got a break, but after that presser that Terry had, we clearly just wanted to voice his frustration that it's just going to make the Commanders hold out a little longer. Like, you know what I mean? They're like, they're not just going to come calling him right away.
Not just going to cave all of a sudden.
Yeah. So I think it helped get his word out, helped get some fan sympathy, but I'm sure it didn't go over great with the front office.
If you want to call us on an open line Thursday, you're welcome to do that at 800-636-1067. Don't forget, in just about an hour, Tom Lavero from the Washington Times will join us to talk about the Washington Nationals here on The Fan.